I'll start with congrats. You finished your second tour. How does it feel?
Always a good feeling to make it through any grand tour, but I think the tour is always kind of extra special, just with the extra stress and all the other factors thrown in there.
The team had a much quieter tour this year. Obviously, not getting the yellow jersey makes a big difference, so you didn't have to defend. Can you compare this year with last year?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I always said last year, I'm not sure if I wanted to do another tour after that one because it's pretty hard to top what we did there, you know? And it definitely brings in big expectations from everyone, including ourselves, after that. So, yeah, it was definitely we came in with big ambitions, and we were definitely capable of doing something. But we just ran into some really rough luck with Simon Gerrans crashing on the first stage, and then you know, it's just one of those things you can't control, and so. It's definitely a lot quieter, but it wasn't for lack of trying or lack of having the right guys there to do the support. It was just a matter of having some really bad luck that first day and Gerrans being injured.
And obviously, Orica Green Edge wasn't the only team to suffer from that.
Yeah, I think you know that was kind of the that was kind of the name of the game for quite a few teams and quite a few unexpected things. But you know, when you throw in a really difficult first week. That's kind of, these are the things that happen.
And what did you think of starting the race where it did start?
That was one of the most amazing things I've experienced in bike racing was the crowds in England. I've never, ever seen anything like this. It's hard to explain because, you know, like sometimes on the tour on like a really big day, important day like Bastille Day or something like that, you'll see huge mobs of people in certain areas, but in England it was just being like right from the very start to the finish, it was in some places you couldn't count the numbers deep. Some of the like smaller climbs there, it was just a mountain of people, and it was truly amazing how into it they were, and quite a cool way to start out the tour, but definitely makes for some pretty intense racing.
And I gather it made for some difficult logistics too, getting from there back to France.
Yeah, it's never sweet doing a flight. You know, no matter how short it is, after a stage, and then starting a stage the next day. You know, with a lot of times the Giro will do that, and you'll have a rest day the following day. But those extra logistics just add to the madness of the tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Giro is a good example. When they flew you guys back from Ireland, included an extra rest day for that, right?
Yeah. And I think I personally think that's just a better approach, really, for the riders.
Mm-hmm. So, I hate to break the news, but, you know, you weren't the first Canadian Maple Leaf to race on the Champs-Élysées. So, what did you think of her performance? I know you guys got to chat.
I just saw them as I finished the Champs. I was rolling back to the bus, and I saw Kev Field and the Optum Kelly girls there. And I stopped in for a chat, and that's pretty awesome, but not surprising. I mean,
she's a really strong racer, and it was great to see not one but two Canadian champ jerseys on the same course.
Yeah, that's I never even really thought about that, but yeah, that's pretty special.
Yeah, it's history in the making. You're part of it.
Yeah.
So, in the last stage, you got yourself out in front, just as you did on the last stage in the Giro, flying the colors and making some digs. I saw Nibali came up to you at one point and had some words. What did he have to say?
That was just, there was a crash with one of the IG2R guys.
Right.
And they were trying to just basically nullify it for a little bit to let those guys back on. But, you know, at the same time he's talking to me, I was basically coming back from that move, pretty much gassed out anyways, and other guys are attacking. So it's like on the Champs-Élysées, you can't control anything. There's always these kind of unwritten rules, like the leading team is going to, you know, ride the front, the first lap, no one's supposed to attack, and then, you know, they have these other plans, but, I mean, guys get there, and if they're feeling good, they just start attacking. They don't really care about the whatever else is going on. That's bike racing.
It is. And that's the biggest stage there is, so I know everybody's looking to show the colors.
Well, I think, too, it's one of those days where everyone knows it's done. There's an hour and a half of bike racing left. And if you do have any kind of legs at all, you might as well just throw it all out there, see what happens. I think that's the general intention of anyone who's going in the moves there in the latter part of that race.
And the day before in the time trial, you got a 15th place finish. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, again, I mean, for myself, I was happy with how it rolled. It was really everything I had for the day, but it's uncharted territory for me doing a super long time trial that far into a Grand Tour. Stage 20 is that's a whole other world, and so for me, I'm still learning and growing in that aspect. So yeah, I gave it everything I had, and I was pretty happy with the effort, but definitely surprised by the result, because I thought I went better than that, but that's bike racing as well. So yeah. Got to roll with it.
Yeah, it looked like there were a couple of people really really pushing hard to get some good times in there.
Yeah.
So you're in Barcelona now. Are you going to head home to Andorra for a bit?
No, I just spend the night here and then fly up to Scotland tomorrow afternoon.
So you're still going to be racing in Glasgow?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm trying to remember, are you on both the time trial and the road teams? Okay. How do you think your form is after the tour to go into a competition like that?
Again, it'll be all new territory for me. But, you know, I hope the legs come good. A couple more days. It's Thursday is the time trial. So, you know, I think that'll be, it'll be an interesting thing to experience. And, yeah, obviously I'm hoping to just have really good legs that day, but I know for sure the road race, you generally feel really good about a week after a Grand Tour. You start feeling normal or human again. So.
Well, I guess at least in this tour, you didn't have to do quite as much work as last year, so recovery time might be a little better?
Yeah, it's very different. Like, the workload this time around was different in the sense of It was more intensified into the final, you know, 20K or 25K of some of those hillier stages. Just making it with Garrow and looking out for him in the wind and keeping him right at the front. That takes a toll in a different way, but definitely not like when you're riding for the yellow jersey or when you're on the front all day in the Giro or something like this. You know?
Right. And I guess the result that you got this year, you weren't Lantern Rouge. You were 131st in GC, an hour and a half ahead of last place. That's a little bit more your style, I guess.
Well, doesn't really matter to me. It's about doing your job, and I'm not ever going for general classification. So, yeah, whether I'm the last guy or middle or 40th, it doesn't matter. It's just we had a big job, and you know, that's our focus. And if you're, I don't know, I always think like guys burn a lot of extra energy trying to, you know, move up four or five places when you're sitting at 120th. It really, at the end of the day, if you have a job to do, you save that energy for when it matters, not for trying to move a few spots on a piece of paper.
Right, makes sense. Well, I very much appreciate you making a little time for me, and I'll wish you the best of luck in Glasgow.
Thanks, man.